His name is Shim. He's the rock star.
His name is Brandon. He's the DJ. Class is in session.
There you go. We're talking about Cream, the band that was formed in London in 1966. Now, really quick note for anybody who is either listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. There's more of a visual aspect than there was before. Now, before, you got to see our beautiful faces, which, of course, means you would always want to check out the video aspect of it. But there's even more so now, because with the way that I'm setting this up, you've got me up here, you got Shim down below, like the Brady Bunch, like I can point down to him, I can actually look like I'm looking down at him. And then over on the side...
Like you have our entire relationship.
Exactly. I always look down on Shim, even though he's taller than I am. But you do live down under, so...
There you go. We took it threefold. Keep going.
So over here, you're going to be getting text about some of the stuff that we're talking about. You're going to be getting pictures as well. And especially since we're talking about the band Cream, the reason that we're talking about them is it was 30 years ago, January 12th, 1993. Stop and think about that for a second, that 1993 was 30 years ago. I was already a teenager. I was 13. No, I was almost 13 in January. I would have turned 13 in a couple months. But anyway, Cream reunited for a performance at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. Now, the leading question here for Shim, can you name the members of Cream?
I can name Eric Clapton, but I don't... I mean, how many... Unless you're one of those guys... Come on, that's correct, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah, this
the
is
other
a good
ones,
bell.
Unless you... Okay, sorry.
Did you think this meant it was rock?
Like, yeah, I thought that meant like bing, bing, like you're you're done. So like, but in terms of the other, I was thinking about it. I was really like, come on, man, they're so famous. I'm like, unless you're one of those guys that looks up bands and that's like a historian who's probably 60 years old. Like my dad would know the name for sure. And I didn't ask him when I saw the show notes. But no, I don't know anyone else. I don't know.
Okay, so you had Eric Clapton. He is listed, and this comes from Wikipedia, as lead and rhythm guitars, backing and lead vocals. And then you also had Jack Bruce, lead and backing vocals, bass guitar, keyboards, piano, harmonica, cello, acoustic guitar, and recorder was Jack Bruce. Now, the one guy that I was kind of hoping that you would know, Ginger Baker, drums, percussion, backing, and lead vocals. We're going to get to a documentary about that dude here in a minute. But those are your three members of the band Cream, Eric Clapton, right. Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker. Now,
I do know that they were predominantly known as the greatest three-piece in history, even better than the Police, people say.
I mean, Cream, for as short of a time as they were around, they're widely considered one of the best, if not the best, three-piece out there.
Ever.
Now,
yeah.
Jack Bruce, highly influential. He actually became one of the most influential bassists in rock. He influenced Sting,
exactly,
Geddy Lee, and Geezer Butler.
Mm-hmm. Ginger Baker was friends with the Rolling Stones, but hated their music and was quoted saying, "I won't go within 10 miles of a Rolling Stones gig." Did you find out why? Why did he have so much hate on the Stones?
Dude, that guy hated everything. And we'll get to that at the very end here. I'm going to tell you guys about a documentary that you need to watch. Because just the way that the documentary starts is fucking nuts. He's a piece of work. But anyway, so Baker, he once moved to Italy to operate an olive tree farm. And this was very short-lived because he ended up in trouble with a certain group of people. Can you think of who that group of people was? He moved to Italy.
Are you going to give the answer anyway? Because I'm desperate to see what anyone else would type. I'm going to assume it's the mafia. Tell me it's the mafia. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, it's the mafia.
You think of it. All I thought about when I'm picturing it, I'm like, all I could see with the vines, the olives, the vineyard is the Godfather. So when Al Pacino goes and he hides away in Italy, and like, that's all I could think of. Mafia. 100%.
Yeah, it was the mafia. And the local farmers, they accused him of selling drugs, which is kind of what led to the whole mafia thing.
Did they accuse him of selling drugs just because he was a rock star and they assumed? Or did they just were like, yo, this is a front.
Yeah, I wasn't able to find that out.
No rock star within his right mind is actually interested in fucking olives.
My assumption, this is assumption, was that since he was an outsider, they were trying to find a way to kind of give him the boot. And a way to do that was to get the mafia on his ass. So prior to Cream, Eric Clapton was in the Blues Breakers and which other band?
I didn't look this up. I really had to fight myself from looking it up. Was it the Yardbirds? Yes.
Yes. It was the Yardbirds.
Excellent.
So, and this is where, like, so people who can't see this, we have show notes, but when I send them to Shim now, I literally black out certain parts so that he can't see what the answer is. And then in this next one that Shim is going to read, obviously the blacked out parts are the answer, which was the Yardbirds.
Okay, so now while with the Yard, it's funny now looking at it because all I see is this big black line and I'm filling it in. While with the Yardbirds, Clapton, got the nickname Slowhand, but it wasn't because of his guitar playing. He often broke strings during the show, and while he changed them, the audience would slow clap. The manager for the Yardbirds, Giorgio Gomelski, great fucking name, Gomelski, he's the one that came up with the name Slowhand. So he called him Slowhand because the audience would do that. How often would he break strings?
Apparently, apparently it was enough that people would, you know, slow clap while he was changing the string. Now, could you do that? Awesome. If you busted a string, would you be able to change it on stage, or are you just grabbing a new guitar?
I didn't, don't get me wrong, I didn't do it when I had a guitar tech, but before I had a guitar tech for years, you don't have a choice. Yeah, if you broke a string on stage, you would, sometimes you'd have a backup guitar, but if you didn't, at the first few years when I didn't, you would just tell the band like, hey, play a beat, and I would freestyle. It was so fucking lame. I would freestyle rap while I was like, oh, I'm just gonna change my string, diddle-a-ding, I don't know what I'm doing, wind it up, and just like, I'd make shit up while I was changing the string for the first few years of the band.
Quick, so, yeah. And a quick side story too, there was, when I was in college radio, I was at a like a battle of the bands with local bands, and I remember it was a buddy of mine, and he was the lead singer and lead guitar player for this band, and he broke a string in the middle of the performance, and it also sliced his hand open.
Yep, I've like done that too. Yep.
We were sitting there, and all of a sudden, you kind of see him, and it's slowly dripping blood on the ground. And
so,
thankfully,
it looks so cool. It looks so cool when it happens.
Thankfully, one of the other one of the members of the other bands that was in the competition, they ran up and they gave him some gauze or something to stop the bleeding.
You know what the funny thing is that everyone acts, this is a funny, it's the third sidebar and then we move back on. Everyone thinks it's really cool when you slice your hand open and it bleeds. It looks really cool. Oh my God, they're bleeding for their art. The irony is it's actually lamely uncomfortable because the blood congeals on your fingers and then it gets on the strings and then your fingers stick to the pick, stick to the string, stick to each other. You can't play properly anymore. You look at it for a second and you go, oh, this is so cool. And then you have to play the rest of the set and it fucking sucks. And the blood gets on the strings. The strings sound like they're dead because they're covered in blood and it looks really cool, but it actually is a real hassle. So for anyone no one would have thought of that, but every time it happens, I'm like, oh, great. I've got to deal with this all show. So yeah, not much fun.
So swap the guitar if you can, is what Shim is saying.
Yeah.
All right, final question here for you about Cream. Can you name any of the other big name? Actually, this is about the Yardbirds. Can you name any of the other big name guitarists that were also in the Yardbirds? There's two big ones.
And I know that it wasn't Jimi Hendrix. I remember a story that they asked Jimi Hendrix and he was like, nah, I'm cool, I'm doing my own thing. And then I've been racking my brain on this. Just give me one second. I've been trying. One came to mind that was like, was it Joe Sat? It wasn't Joe Satriani. He's too young. And it wasn't. Oh, no. Wait. Santana.
Yeah, no.
Santana? Oh, fuck. Okay, tell me. I couldn't come up with it.
All right. From 1965 to 1966, Jeff Beck.
Oh, that's
was
I can't believe
in the
How
Yardbirds.
How did I forget Jeff Beck?
Oh, this one, you're gonna kick yourself even more so for this one. So from 1966 to 1968, Jimmy Page was.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Jimmy Page, baby.
Yeah. But by the way, just in my defense, I've never claimed to be a guitar player. I've always said I'm not a guitar player. I'm a guy that plays guitar so I can sing my songs. So but I've never gotten into that.
But the next time that you see Shim, make sure you ask him this question to see if he remembers it or not.
I'll retain it. So, I'm embarrassed. I'm on camera.
As we wrap up this episode here about Cream, I'm going to tell you right now, go check out this Netflix documentary. It's called Beware of Mr. Baker. It's about Ginger Baker. And the documentary starts with him breaking the nose of the documentarian. It starts where he has, if I remember correctly, it's been a year since I've seen this, like a few years, where the guy's in his car and Ginger Baker is coming out and he smacks him with his cane. and it busts the dude's nose like wide open.
Jesus.
Fuck. I'm telling you, Ginger Baker, like, so if you have Netflix, go check out Beware of Mr. Baker. It's a fantastic documentary, and it's going to show you what a piece of work he was, but also how brilliant he was as a drummer, like highly right. influential, and he played the drums almost like nobody else did.
Right.
But
right.
that's going to do it for this episode okay. on Cream. Make sure you guys are clicking down below. You click the bell, you click the thumb, you click the subscribe, all of that stuff going on. Share this too. If you guys like this stuff, make sure that you guys are sharing this. Again, if you're on Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts and you're like, well, they're talking about all this stuff and I can't see nothing. Well, you can either go to Spotify. There's a video component over there. Or you can go to my YouTube channel at The Real Brandalorian and you can get the full episodes over there as well. And on that note, his name is Shim. He's the rock star.
His name is Brandon. He's the DJ. Class dismissed.